311. Good afternoon. Welcome to the 311 radio show right here on VOB 92.9 FM. We trust you've been having a really good Sunday afternoon and a really good weekend on the whole. I am Krista J. Paul. And of course, you know, we have the Barbados Fire Service with us. We have a full house today. We have, first of all, let's go with Station Officer Acting Wayne Vaughn. Good to see you, sir.
Good afternoon, Barbados. Good afternoon, Krista J. Good afternoon to my fellow colleagues.
And we also have Officer Patrick Edwards. Good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, Barbados. Good afternoon, colleagues. Great to see you all. Great to be here.
Yes, yes, yes. And we welcome back from vacation Fire and Life Safety Officer Jason Collins. And Kevin Sobers.
Good afternoon, Barbados.
Yes, and none other than Natasha Ford. Hello.
One and only bringing up the rear. Good afternoon to each and every one of you. Hope you're having a blessed and wonderful Sunday afternoon.
Yes. Well, you know what? It's our first program for the last month of the year. Can you believe it? Oh, my word. Time has certainly flown.
But we're not at it that way, that it's the last month of the year. We're looking at that. This is the best month of the year.
Oh, I wonder why.
No, it is December, the month where I showed my appearance, you know. They talk about the birth of the baby Jesus, but they forgot to talk about the birth of Natasha Ford.
Oh, it's true. Well, yeah. we say happy birth month to you, Natasha.
And the world has never been the same since.
Oh, I feel the love. I feel the love.
Ready for him?
Oh, my goodness. Oh, well, you know what? Yeah, we just give God thanks for taking us throughout the year so far. And, you know, we're looking forward to ending on a strong note. Looking forward to finishing strong with the Barbados Fire Service as well.
Definitely.
So, yeah, well, you know, we've been experiencing a lot of rain, and we're going to be talking today about flooding and what to do. So I'll leave it over to you, Officer Ford.
And it's so amazing you say we're talking about rain and flooding and what is gracing us but showers of blessing. So I think it is quite fitting at this point in time. Now, we would have had a couple of weeks ago a fatality where there was flood waters, and we would have been seeing the videos on social media regarding all of these places that have been flooded. You know, we've been having some quite unexpected weather. We're not complaining, but we know that some people have been having some scares. And again, I'm sending out condolences on behalf of the Barbados Fire Service to the family who would have lost their loved ones. Now, one of the officers who would have been at that scene, who had command of that scene, would have been Station Officer Patrick Edwards. And funny, before this even happened, we have a program called Firewall. And this is one of the things that would have been mentioned about flood waters. And we see the videos, people taking these chances, trying to drive through these waters. And I've heard Station Officer Vaughn on many occasions reiterating the fact, you know, just give the water a couple of minutes, about 20 to half an hour, and you will see how that water would eventually subside that you can travel safely. So I'm going to allow these two officers to talk more about it, to advise more about it, and to give us further insight on some of the things that can happen. We've heard about it, we've seen it, we've witnessed it. And some people are living today with the consequences of not having their loved one with them this Christmas time around. And we don't want any more of it happening. I mean, we keep saying a word to the wise is enough. But we have some people who listen, we consider them wise. I don't know why you would consider ones that don't heed the advice. So I'm asking this office again to, you know, express what they need to express. Give the information as clear as they possibly can that every person understands, from the teeny talk to the professor at whatever university. The information needs to be clear that everyone understands what we are talking about, and to encourage them to stop putting their lives at risk. So over to you, station officers Edwards and Vaughn.
Yes, good afternoon. I'm going to take the initiative here to go first, being Mr. Vaughn's junior. Barbados, I would have spoken about this particular issue on more than one occasion. And I really want to keep away from the term, it is a matter of common sense. I would really prefer to say that use some gray matter. Whenever we are aware that there is going to be heavy rainfall or expected flooding, it is going to cause for some use of gray matter. Now, there are really two issues when it comes to these flooded waters. Number one, areas that we know that floods annually once there is the rainy season, there are areas that everybody knows there is going to be flooding here. It only causes for water to fall or for the rain to fall for 20 minutes, half an hour, and we know the problems. And persistently, we have people trying to get through this water. Some time ago on this program, I would have spoken about sheltering in place. This is a technique in which you can use to protect yourself. And when we talk about sheltering in place, we are actually telling you, once you are safe, stay there until you hear it is safe to drive on the roads again. But I don't know if it is a cultural practice that our desire is to get home. We must get home. Come hell or high water, well, yes, you see what we are playing with here. We got to get home. Then we find ourselves trapped, depending on somebody to call the fire service to assist you out of the water. And I'm sure that people understand, if they haven't before, they now know that how expensive it is when you go and drive your vehicle in these flooded waters and the mechanical costs associated. Because one cut or a glass of water inside of your engine going the wrong place can cause you significant dollars. And that's a reality. So when you go and drive into what we call a pond on the road, you can tell it is not only the engine anymore, it is now the upholstery, but ultimately it is your life that you are actually playing with. So I want to implore people, once you see water settle on the road, always make the assumption that it's too deep for me to drive my vehicle through. Don't try it. If you wanted a boat, then really and truly you should have invested in one. But I have never seen a boat driving on the public roads unless it is being towed. And the reality is, then the fire service resources are called upon to, number one, save the person, because ultimately that is our priority. Your vehicle is a different matter. There is no guarantee that we can actually help get your vehicle out of that water. Our job is to get you out. So I'm pleading with people. When you see water pool, and I'm talking about stagnant water, it was raining, the water is just pooling there. And I don't really want to call the areas that we know, though. We could talk about the Bushall area. We could talk about the area in Bagatelle. There are a number of areas that this pooling occurs. Stay away from those areas once you know it is raining heavily. And then we got the next issue. The next issue is that area where the water actually moves. What we would have had at Lambert a couple of weeks ago, about 2 weeks ago, actually I think it was the 14th of November, we had an extraordinary amount of rain that fell to the north, or I should say the northeastern side of the island. And getting feedback from the residents of that particular area, they have seen quite a bit of water in St. Lucie in the past, but they have never, ever seen that amount of water. on my arrival on that particular scene, I was actually moved from St. Michael to respond to that particular area. I heard about all of this rain, and I said, this is a joke, because I'm driving all the way into the north, and the road is bone dry. And it was only when I got in the area of Hammond's factory that I saw this cloud hanging over this northeastern part, which is in the direction that I live anyhow. It is only when I got in the Oxford area, this is Oxford, Battenbourne to St. Lucie, St. Peter, that I saw all of these fields, these cane fields, saturated with water. Then I recognized something definitely is happening. On my arrival, I saw a crowd gathered, and the team briefed me as to what transpired. And then there was this vehicle that had fallen into the gully. Well, I said fallen, but it might be more appropriate to say washed into the gully. Now, those persons within the hearing of my voice, I want to let you know that once your vehicle goes through water that is 6 inches or higher, your car can float. It all depends on the slope from which this water is coming, because if it is coming from a high elevation, then you can appreciate that the speed of the water or the velocity of the water is going to be a lot higher. And as it impacts on your vehicle, it causes the driver to what we call aquaplane, which means losing control of the steering. And it goes a little bit further, because if you have that 6 inches, and we're working with that 6 inches, if you have that 6 inches, and then you get a possible area where the water was probably trapped, where it can probably move from 6 inches up to maybe 3 feet, and I'm just calling a figure, in a short period, that then moves your vehicle. Not only that, and Mr. Vaughn, I'm sorry, I'm going to allow you to cut in, but there, that is really where I want to begin, where we are actually appreciating that it just does not worth trying to shortcut what we say in Barbados, you know, make a shortcut, save some gasoline. It just does not make sense in trying to take that chance. You cannot see what is in the water. You cannot tell what is the force that is being exerted on your vehicle during the passage of those flooded waters. I'm going to allow Mr. Vaughn to come in at this point.
Hi, good afternoon again. I was listening to Mr. Edwards making his passionate plea, and I've been speaking and preaching for years, and I don't know if it's because, and let me put this disclaimer here for a second time, I'm from St. George. I've been a fireman all my life, but I can't swim. Okay? And so I have a slightly different approach to water than most people do, because I believe that you can drown in a bowl of soup. if the things are right. So I've always been one of those persons who is extremely cautious, and it worries me. And there is a distinct difference between flood water and water that is moving. Okay, what we call rushing water. Now, you have to be very wary of what is going on around you. Let me say to you now that if your car is submerged in, if your car is in water and the water is halfway up the door, you're going to find it extremely difficult to swing the door open. However, if that vehicle becomes submerged where the water is now equal inside the car, that is, you can open the door a lot easier. Now, I don't know why it is that for some strange, inexplicable reason, those persons with four-wheel drive vehicles tend to believe rain means I can now drive extremely fast because I have a four-wheel drive vehicle and it's up off the ground. I will tell you that there are some floodwaters that will wash that, turn that four-wheel drive vehicle into a boat. All right? But my concern is even more different, because you live in a district, you live in a gap, you know that, you know every pothole in that gap that you live in or in the area that you're from. And so you literally could walk home with it being pitch dark outside at night. And so if the rain falls, water is no waist height. And you decide, you know what, I'm going to go take a walk through this water because I know this road and I know where every hole, nook and cranny is. Have you considered, however, that the force of this water has now lifted the cover off one of those manholes in the same gap to which you are so accustomed to, and now you have rather than walking in waist height water, you're now submerged in water above your head, inside a canal or whatever that you cannot get out of. Or even worse, and this extends even to now that we are moving in an area where some of these vehicles are now electrically charged. So we've got vehicles that are battery powered that gives off a fair amount of electricity.
Yeah, that's it.
Yes.
Or the gap that you are in is fine. However, there's a down power line in the gap adjacent.
Mm-hmm.
And that down power line has now energized that entire volume of water.
Correct.
And you step into that water, and you have now been cooked.
Correct.
And I just want Barbadians to be a little bit more careful in the things that we do. There are things that we do in this life that we can smile and laugh after. And there are things that we do in this life we will never recover from. And so, as I said, usually when I used to do this program every year, every week, I would always say, I'm not trying to scare you. And Natasha would jump in and say, yes, we are. Because if we scare you and into understanding what we're saying, maybe you won't do it again. And I just want persons to understand how easily the life that we cherish can be snuffed out. I'd like to use this emphasis, even if you don't do it for you, do it for your loved ones. Stop playing in floodwaters. Stop trying to drive through floodwaters. Stop trying to surf in high waters. You're not going to find me doing any of those things because I can't swim. But I want you guys to understand how extremely dangerous it can be if you go playing in that type of water, because it can kill you. Long and short story, it can snuff your life out. And so, as I said, well, and we've been having extremely strange weather. Everybody said they want a 2020 do-over. I said, no, I really, really want to do another 2020. But the year 2020 has been so different and so strange from the accepted norms that I just want us into 2021, because we don't know what that will bring. And I pray, and I know Christy J is very, very religious, and I hope she will help me pray that 2021 is absolutely nothing like 2020. But yes. I'm just saying that if we want to finish out 2020 strong and live into 2021, just remember these things that myself and Station Officer Heather has just mentioned to you. Be very careful of what you do, especially when you're out in flood waters. And as he was talking, it was very, very interesting that he said he drove from from St. Michael to St. Thomas to St. Lucie, and how the weather changed and changed drastically in that short space of time. So just be careful out there, people.
Wow, that's, as you said, a very passionate plea, and one that we really, really need to take heed to. And even though we think of floodwaters, we think of flooding, but we usually think of the Sudan vehicles driving through. But as you said, the four-wheel drives, you know, you talked about them driving faster. But I want to know, Officer Edwards, you mentioned, yes, ma'am, the fact that water 6 inches, at least, mm-hmm, 6 inches or more, can, mm-hmm, cause your vehicle to float. But you're, mm-hmm, talking about the smaller vehicles, correct?
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. All right. So then, but you're also giving the warning to the bigger vehicles, the four-wheel drive vehicles, because they may not be able to properly estimate the height of the water.
You know, it's so very difficult that when you are going to be going through water, if there is a vehicle that is ahead of you, it gives you a good gauge as to what you're dealing with. Because I'm from the real world. Huh? I know that, yes, you can be caught on the road when these things can happen. But there are vehicles ahead of you, and you have the perfect gauge to determine what is the height of the water. And if you cannot remember the 6 inches, just look at the person's tire or the mud splash. And if you can see that water up about half the height of the tire, then you know that it is about that point that it is quite dangerous. That's one. I have said already that it is very important to recognize that you can also have what we call sudden releases, meaning that the water might have been trapped somewhere upstream, and then all of a sudden it increases quickly. But to go back to something that Station Officer Vaughn said, yes, indeed, it is a challenge sometimes to get the door open, especially on the floor side of the water. Absolutely. However, if it is possible, if it is at all possible, then that can help you in some ways, because it will be important to open what we call the passenger front door, if you can, and the driver's door, because that will allow two things to happen. It will allow the vehicle to get additional weight. And because you now have this additional weight, it might prevent the vehicle from actually going over the embankment. But it also allows the water to pass through the vehicle, providing that it is not taking you along with it.
Yes.
That is one of the dangers. On that particular day, the guy that had owned the other vehicle that was actually caught in the water, he was quite lucky, because what happened, he drove into the water and his vehicle actually lodged on what we call a stone. In the Barbadian term, we say a big rock.
Wow.
So that kind of prevented his vehicle from suffering the same fate.
Wow.
So I just want to say to people, though, that if you must travel through water, it is important, number one, and I'm not asking for anybody to go and try this. I am not suggesting that at all. But try to keep in the center of the road. Because of the curved nature of the road, you will find that that is going to be the part of the rule that is going to be safer for you, because if you go to the extreme left or right, that is where you're going to have the highest waters. So I just wanted to make that point.
And to just be patient.
Yes,
that's one of our problems. That is one of our problems. We are not patient.
I just wanted to add that, and we were talking about if you can't do better, and I just wanted to add something there real quick. That if you needed to, if you had to, if it was absolutely necessary for you to cross over in what we call rapid water, if it was absolutely necessary for you to do that, it would be advisable to try crossing that water at an angle. And by that I mean, rather than trying to cross straight across, which is they said the shortest area between two points is in a straight line. But if for instance, rather than trying to cross across straight, you make up in your mind, I'm going to cross this, but I'm going to cross it at an angle that I want to end up 10, 12, 15 feet down to, that might be the best way to do it. I'm not advocating that you have to cross swift water. I'm just saying that that is the best way that we suggest that you cross swift water, because if you try to, you can't swim strong enough or walk heavy enough to be able to cross some of this water to which we are referring to. I don't know how many of us have ever seen or saw the videos of some of this water to which we were referring to that brought us here this morning. This afternoon, sorry. But I just want us to understand the power of the natural power of water. And you can't, and oftentimes a lot of these things, what we're seeing is the end result of somebody doing something upstream that was not necessarily the best thing to do. Water has a course, and water will take that course. And if you stop that water from going the course it's accustomed to, it will find you another course, which may very well
be
underneath somebody's cellar.
That's right.
Somewhere where you've never seen water. So as we develop, inverted commas, as we develop as a country or as an island, we have to be very wary of water courses. And I think I've said this, I can't remember if it's this forum, but I've said this before. If you are going to purchase a piece of land, those of you, Jason, and those fellows who plan to buy houses and very soon, I would suggest is that you wait until it rains very, very heavily, and then go have a look at that plot of, that plot of land that you want to buy, because it may very well be at Olympic size swimming pool.
Yeah.
So all these are little tidbits that you know that can, because once you've invested your money, and as I was saying this, I remember going to do a fire safety speech in a residential neighborhood, and I saw a crater, a plot of land, and I'm not exaggerating. There was a you could see that the person was excavating for foundation. This thing had to be at least 12 to 15 feet deep. What had happened is this person had bought this piece of land, was going to build a house on it, and the excavator went down, they found mud, and they excavated again, and they found mud. And they went down nearly 12 to 15 feet to realize that this was not going to be a place to where they were going to build their house. And so you need to be able to do a little bit of legwork before you invest $200,000 and buying a piece of land that can very well end up being in the way of water to which needs to get to the sea or wherever it's going.
Wow. Listen, this is really good food for thought, and I'm hearing your impassioned plea, and we really, really appreciate your perspective on this. Fire and Life Safety Officers, any last words?
Not really. At this point, I think the officers would have said most of it, or said nearly all of it. I'm not sure how successful it will be in getting them to come back again, because I know S.O. Edwards has a lot more to say, and so does Vaughn. And we can hear this half an hour is not enough at this point in time. I'll see what I can do for next week. I'll talk to them and see what we can do. But there is information. And as we said, we're not just about responding to fires. People seem to think because the name says fire service, that is all we do. We're here again, preventative measures. If we can prevent these things from happening, then it means we can spend time doing other things out there. So again, I'm going to make a plea with them. Apart from the $100 that I've already committed to a children's charity, regarding there be no house fires for the month of December, I'm also going to see if we can probably give them a $20 to buy lunch if they can come back next week.
All right.
No. That $100 going towards the party we're having at your house for your birthday.
Oh, all right. Oh, man. Listen, you know, we can go on, but hopefully we'll have you again really soon.
Problem.
And we thank you much, Acting Station Officer Wayne Vaughn, Station Officer Patrick Edwards, Fire and Life Safety Officers Jason Collins, Kevin Sobers, and Natasha Ford. And I am Krista J. Paul, wishing you a wonderful afternoon. And as we always say,
fire prevention is our intention.
And that's it. God bless you.
Bye-bye.
Protecting life and property.
Depend on the Barbados Fire Service 311.